next on the 5 o'clock report.
This bill's going to make it worse.
The complainants needed to be scrutinized just as much as the governor.
They need some help. They need some relief.
Sports provide so many great lessons. You're going to learn character. You're going to learn teamwork.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing his resignation today.
I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
His attorney first blasting the attorney general's report, citing sexual harassment allegations by 11 women.
The complainants needed to be scrutinized just as much as the governor. And that didn't happen here.
White House correspondent MJ Lee tells CNN.
I think both press conferences were such a reminder for all the progress that we talk about over the last few years that have been made on the Me Too front. We still have a long ways to go. Governor Cuomo basically saying that he never thought that he was crossing the line.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as New York governor later this month.
This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
The White House did not get a heads up about Governor Cuomo's resignation. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories. An investigation overseen by the Attorney General.
Governor Cuomo's political career has spanned three decades. Lisa G reports.
The Queens native graduated from Fordham University in the Bronx and studied law at Union University's Albany Law School before entering private practice. Like his father, the late former governor Mario Cuomo, he ultimately entered politics. Andrew Cuomo served as President Clinton's HUD secretary and was then elected New York's attorney general in 2006. He became governor of New York in 2010.
President Biden and Vice President Harris cheering the passage of the big infrastructure bill in the Senate today.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
Biden spoke of the nation's rich history of building infrastructure systems.
From building the Erie Canal in the early 1800s, a bipartisan effort, the Transcontinental Railroad, to Dwight Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill spends $500 million to fix up dilapidated roads and bridges. Louisiana's John Kennedy.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate takes a decades overdue step to revitalize America's infrastructure and give our workers, our businesses, our economy the tools to succeed.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are asking the Attorney General to kill off the federal death penalty. Rory O'Neill reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland already issued a moratorium on federal executions. In a new letter, 17 Senate Democrats are asking the AG to end the federal death penalty altogether, citing racial inequities and what they call an alarming number of exonerations. Right now, the DOJ is reviewing policies and procedures. The Trump administration ended a 17-year moratorium on capital punishment, executing 13 people who were under death sentences.
Dozens of wildfires burning across Northern California and the Pacific Northwest could blow up this week. Forecasters warn that heat and high winds are returning to the region. The Dixie Fire is now the single biggest fire in California history, covering an area bigger than the city of Los Angeles. And Hungary's government has ordered booksellers to place children's books that depict homosexuality in special packaging.
The order also forbids the public display of products that depict or promote transgenderism and bans the sale of all books or media content that depict homosexuality or transgenderism within 650 feet of a school or a church.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Still to come this Tuesday, putting masks on in some New York schools, pressing for vaccines in Pennsylvania, and celebrating facial hair.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Tonight, some scattered evening thunderstorms and local downpours, hit and miss. Overnight, leftover clouds, some patchy fog and a shower. And low temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. For Wednesday and Thursday, continued steamy, mix of clouds and hazy sunshine. A few scattered thunderstorms, particularly during the afternoon hours, with high temperatures in the mid-80s to the middle-90s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. New York's second largest school district will require face masks for all people. Buffalo Public Schools will fully reopen with 5-day work week starting September 8th. Masks will be mandatory for anyone inside school buildings, regardless of vaccination status. Pennsylvania State employees in healthcare facilities face a new choice, starting first with congregant care.
On September 7th, we will be giving employees there the choice. Either get a vaccine or you're going to have to be tested.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
Starting October 1st, all employees of the Commonwealth will be given an incentive to get a vaccine. We'll give you a day off.
The initiative is designed to encourage more Pennsylvanians to get the COVID shot. Chemung County, New York is looking for ways to help alleviate a critical shortage of nurses, even as COVID cases begin to rise in the Twin Tiers.
It's just addressing on a local level the concern that's across the country. There's a real shortage of healthcare workers.
Chemung County Legislative Chair David Manchester says nurses are burned out.
They want to do a good job, but there's only so long you can work yourself to death. They need some help. They need some relief, and that's what this resolution will do.
Manchester says schools like Corning Community College and Elmira College are just not pumping out enough nurses to keep up with demand. Next at 5, we hear from Buffalo's Jake Hannon. He's winning souls for Christ one sport at a time.
So FCA is, many would say, the world's largest sports ministry. We have over 2,000 staff in over 100 countries now. Started in 1954 by a guy named Don McLennan, who saw that professional athletes like Jackie Robinson and others were being asked to endorse a bunch of different things. And many athletes were endorsing cigarettes and other products. And he said, what would it look like for these athletes to use their platform to endorse Jesus? And then FCA kind of morphed into what it is now today, and it really just took root, especially in the South and the Bible Belt.
Look at local athletes today, Jake, what concerns you, what excites you?
The Barna Group released studies on the least Bible-minded cities in the country, and Buffalo's on the top 10 list, unfortunately. And so we're in a place where I guess you would say there's a lot of religion, but not much Bible literacy and Bible knowledge. You know, I spent some time in Lynchburg, Virginia at Liberty University, and have traveled around in the South, and I talked to my colleagues on FCA staff in the South. It's a different environment. It's much more socially acceptable to be a Christian or to start a Christian group on your campus. And so here in Western New York, I guess the challenge for a lot of the athletes is having that fellowship and feeling very alone. But I guess what excites me about that is that the ones that are stepping out here in Western New York are really on fire for the gospel.
What are the student athletes, Jake, telling you? Are you seeing some common themes? I know COVID's a huge issue, but a lot of struggles these young kids are bearing. And what are they sharing?
Loneliness and mental health are definitely huge issues. For most of the athletes that we've encountered, they have a solid foundation, but they kind of don't know what to do. And high school is that crazy age where you are beginning to explore, and that's where you start making a lot of choices for yourself for the first time. And
Well, you touched on it, their mental health. And of course, Simone Biles in the news with what she did at the Olympics. Some kind of said she maybe quit on her team. Others are calling her a hero. When you look at mental health, especially with young kids, and then you can narrow that down to young athletes, can you talk about the pressure to perform, to win, the pros and the cons of that?
Whether it's a sport or any profession, there's always temptation to find your identity in what you do. And I think without Christ, that's the only option, really. You know, you're trying to make people proud. You're trying to make your coaches proud. You're trying to make your parents proud. You're trying to make the world around you proud. That's ultimately, it's counter to the gospel because Jesus was, he performed for us. And that's the whole point of the gospel. And it's very easy for even myself to, I've fallen into that so many times as a Division I hockey player. And
are you concerned that we're kind of creating a generation of weak-minded people, or am I off base here?
That's a great question. I think our country's changing, and I think that some of the values that some generations have had of hard work and of really just obedience are fading in some ways. And I think that that's bad in many ways. And I think as Christians and as leaders in sports, it's like, how do we adapt to that? And how do we still retain some of those values that can't afford to lose? The coaches that I had, that would never have even been an option. You know, like you wouldn't be on the team. I think sports are just another platform that we can use. We can use sports. Sports provide so many great lessons. Anyone should be involved in sports to some capacity, because you're going to learn character. You're going to learn teamwork. You're going to learn to have integrity. You're going to develop mental toughness. In the midst of those lessons, God is present. Sports is just one little microcosm of life with God.
That's Jay Cannon with FCA speaking with Family Life's Bill Price. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street gained a little momentum after the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed today. Infrastructure-related shares rose as the Senate approved the measure. Energy, industrials, and materials, the top-performing stocks after Caterpillar and John Deere, jumped 2%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 158 points, the S&P gained 4 points, and the NASDAQ fell 72 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
When you're building something, it's crucial to have a strong foundation. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. When it comes to financial matters, that strong foundation consists of two primary things. The first is building up your emergency savings so that you have enough to sustain you through the financial storms that will inevitably come your way from time to time. The second is paying off credit cards and other consumer debt, such as car loans and also school loans. And yes, building this kind of foundation with robust savings and no debt, except maybe a home mortgage, may require several years of diligent effort, depending on your current situation. But once that foundation is in place, you'll be in an excellent position to invest and start building toward a strong and stable financial future. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiat.
Thank you, Tracy. The Dallas Mavericks are locking up their star guard, Luka Doncic, with the first ever Supermax rookie contract extension.
I still kind of don't know what to say because I never imagined this happening. I was only dreaming and only playing in the NBA, and now I can sign an extension with Dallas Mavericks for 5 more years.
Yeah, that 5-year deal worth $207 million, making Doncic the first player in NBA history to earn the Supermax rookie extension. The 22-year-old from Slovenia became eligible after he was named to the All-NBA first team twice in his first 3 seasons in the league. To baseball, in the first place, Philadelphia Phillies host the Dodgers tonight. Pirates at home against the Cardinals. The Mets hope to stop their slot. They host the Nationals. American League, Yankees are in Kansas City. Blue Jays host 2 against the Angels. Cleveland at home against the A's. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiat.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We will continue to sit and stew in this tropical brew for a couple, 3 more days and nights. The impact, haze, heat, humidity, and some thunderstorms. The end of the week, the passage of a cool front spells a cooler, clearer, more comfortable weekend ahead. In the meantime, ahead tonight, some scattered evening thunderstorms with local downpours, hit and miss. Overnight, leftover clouds, some patchy fog, and a shower. Low temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. For Wednesday and Thursday, continued steamy. Mix of clouds and hazy sunshine. A few scattered thunderstorms, particularly during the afternoon hours, with high temperatures in the mid-80s to the middle-90s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, men, don't shave off your facial hair. Family Life's Brandon Dixon says, if you have a beard to be feared, then Scranton, Pennsylvania is the place to be.
The best beards and most magnificent mustaches are wanted for a national event coming to the Electric City. The 2021 National Beard and Mustache Championships will be held in Scranton in September, and organizers are putting out the call to rally competitors from our listening area. The horrific competition at the Montage Mountain Resort September 9th through the 12th will also raise money for local charities. For more, visit nationalbeardchampionships.com. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
And that's the world we live in this 10th of August. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.